the stars come out, and all that counts is here and now. My universe will never be the same. I'm glad you came. I'm glad you came.
You are listening to Paramania Radio.
Views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily reflect those of Paramania, its affiliates, or its sponsors.
You are listening to Paramania Radio.
Welcome once more to Musical Memories. It's Friday, the 24th of June, but it's 1978. Yeah, 1978, 24th of June. That was number 6 in the US charts. Carly Simon, You Belong to Me. I hope you do for the next hour and enjoy the music. So, Annie's Song, number 5 in the UK, June the 24th. 1978. He said, well, hang on a minute, why is it six? Did I do 6 from the United States? It's because number 4 in the US was the same song as our number 1 in the UK, and I'm playing that song at the end. That's the reason. So this is Annie's Song.
Thank you.
Well, you can argue that this is the first musical memories from a free United Kingdom.
If you want to learn about how paranormal investigators use technology, what we use, and how it works, then check out Tech Time with Brock and Doc every Sunday at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, only on the Paramania Radio Network.
We're voted to leave the European Union. And now the fun begins. Right, okay. You can just imagine what it's like watching the news, listening to the news over here. Anyway, we're here to enjoy ourselves and to listen to some good music. But before I do that, let's have a look what we were going to the movies over here to watch. National Lampoon's... Is that National Lampoon's Animal House? Right. Halloween, Superman, Midnight Express, Dawn of the Dead, Days of Heaven, The Deer Hunter, The Boys from Brazil, Grease, The Buddy Holly Story. Yeah, I love Buddy Holly. California Suite, Damien, Omen 2, Revenge of the Pink Panther, and Up in Smoke, just for a few to be going on with. And at number 5 in the US, it was ABBA. Take a Chance on Me.
If you change your mind, take a chance on the first in line. Take a chance, take a chance, honey, I'm still free. Take a chance on me. Take a chance, if you need me, let me know. Gonna be around. If you got no place to go, when you're feeling down. If you're all alone.
We can go dancing, we can go walking,
Well, we certainly did take a chance, and I don't know how these songs sometimes come out when they're chosen by me, but I think this is ought to be the song for the rest of the EU, right? It's from the Rolling Stones, which was number 4 in the UK. Miss You. Yeah, they're already missing us. One guy told us to get out straight away. that's still going strong, the Rolling Stones. Let's just have a quick look what was going on in June 1978. This is over in the UK. On the 1st of June, William Stern is declared bankrupt with debts of £118 million, the largest bankruptcy in British history at the time. And Freddie Laker on the 3rd of June was knighted. On the 8th of June, Naomi James became the first woman to sail around the world single-handedly. And on the 17th of June, media reports suggest that a general election would be held this autumn. Now, isn't that topical, as the majority of government led by James Callaghan and Labour appears to be nearing the end of its duration. 19th of June, cricketer Ian Botham becomes the first man in history of the game to score a century and take 8 wickets in one innings of a test match. And for probably most people in the US, they probably don't understand cricket. 21st of June, an outbreak of shooting between the Provisional IRA members and the British Army leaves 1 civilian and 3 IRA men dead. And the Andrew Lloyd Webber musical Evita opens at the Prince Edward Theatre in London. So, isn't it funny, go back all these years and there's kind of similarities that happen over the decades? Really strange. But, now, I'm missing out number 4 in the US. I'm not going to tell you what it is because I'm playing it because it's the same as number 1 in the UK. So, at number 3 was Bonnie Tyler. It's a heartache. Well, it is for some people today over here.
It's a heartache. Nothing but a heartache. Hits you when it's too late. Hits you when you're down. It's a fool. Nothing but a fool's game. Standing in the cold rain, feeling like a clown. It's a heartache. Nothing but a heartache. Love until your arms break, then he lets you die. Yeah.
Now it's one of the crazy songs from Howard Charles.
Are you talking just like us?
No, we Smurf, it's much less fuss.
Do you do things that we don't dare?
We are real Smurfs, so we don't care.
This is a song with a nice refrain.
Yes, we will sing it once again.
The Flute Smurf begins. Yes, sing along. And now, the second part. And now, all together. Crawl through a water tap.
Yes, we Smurf through a water tap.
And climb through a small keyhole.
Yes, and through a small keyhole.
Can you play a tune on a flute?
Smurfing the flute, we think so cute.
Do Smurfs like to dance and croon?
Yes, but only to this tune. Smurfs so small. We're not small, but you are tall.
Do you wear your caps in bed?
Yes, our caps stay on our head.
Do you go to sleep till dawn?
Yes, but first 2 times be yawn.
Tell me, what is your request?
Smurfing, that's what we like.
I love the Smurfs. They were really popular back then. I think it's about the only what do you call it, take off something that I can do. Yes, the Smurfs. Anyway, that, believe it or not, was at number 3 in the UK, 24th of June 1978, and back to some kind of sanity, I suppose. Over in America, at number 2 was Jerry Rafferty and Baker Street. I think, was it? It was. I'll get it right in a minute. You want to see what's going on at this end? Here we go. I think. Please start.
Thank you.
I think today that song ought to be renamed Downing Street. Anyway, right, Mystery Year, okay, Mystery Song, well, not the Mystery Song, but Mystery Year. Don't Google it, don't go on the, and try and find out, it's just for a bit of fun. But what year did Phil Collins and Phil Bailey sing Easy Lover? We can't forget that this is Paramania Radio and bizarre things have happened in here. My computer router must be possessed by a music-loving phenomenon, because it was flashing its light in tune to the music and now it stopped. Bizarre. Could only happen to me, couldn't it? At number 2 in the UK in 1978, 24th of June, was Boney M. I'll tell you the date, the year, the date of that last song after this. Rivers of Babylon.
Remember time.
think it's one of those songs you could just listen to and listen to and listen to. Absolutely brilliant. Let's have a look at some of the rest of the films. Oh yeah, I was going to tell you the year, wasn't I? Yeah, of course. January the 17th, weekend in 1985, and that was at number 13, and it had gone up three places for Phil Bailey and Phil Collins' Easy Lover. Back to the films, in 1978 we had Jaws 2, Coming Home, Watership Down, Heaven Can Wait, Invasion of the Body Snatchers. Yeah, I think that can happen to our politicians. Death on the Nile, Attack of the Killer Tomatoes. Yes, I bet there'll be some of those thrown over the next few days over here. Rotten Ones, Every Which Way But Loose, brilliant movie. The Wiz, Movie, Almost Summer, The Driver, Straight Time. Yeah, there's some films I know, some I saw, some that I didn't. And what was the musical that was stage musical? And it was also a film musical as well. Sandy, Grease.
Stranded at the drive-in, branded a fool. What will they say Monday at school? Sandy, can't you see I'm in misery? We made a start, now we're apart. There's nothing left for me. Love has flown all alone. I sit and wonder why you left me. Oh, Sandy. Oh, Sandy. Maybe someday when high school is done, so Sandy, my darling, you hurt me real bad. You know it's true. But baby, you gotta believe me when I say
this is the EU singing to Great Britain.
I'm helpless without you. Love has grown all alone. I sit, I wonder why.
It's all right, it's a strange day, it is for us over here anyway. And who knows what the future is going to bring, but hopefully I'll be here on a Friday to bring the top charts from all the different years. Before we go to the last two, you'll be pleased to hear that Jill Julian Aslam is a lot better now, and she'll be joining me on Sunday morning for Inspirational Voices, 8 o'clock UK time. And with David Parry, Sunday music, Sunday morning spiritual at 10 o'clock to 11 o'clock. And we'll be talking again about Shakespeare tonight. And really looking forward to that, as I normally do. And now, number one in the US was Shadow Dancing by another British. You can't get away from us British, can you? Andy Gibb. And number one coming up in the UK, John Travolta, You're the One I Want. And it was number four in the US as well. So, and I've got one more surprise when this is finished. I got chills down below. And on a momentous day in British history, I wish you all a wonderful weekend, and I'll play you out with Rule Britannia.
The Charter of